As I prepare to leave for Iraq, I note a piece in yesterday's New York Times. Eason Jordan, the chief news executive of CNN, says he has been anguished for 13 years by a story he could not tell, that a number of Iraqis who worked for or furnished information to CNN's Baghdad bureau over the last 13 years were tortured, imprisoned, or murdered. CNN has been the only U.S.-based broadcast news organization with a bureau in Iraq. Other broadcasters, including NPR, have made reporting trips, but not maintained a bureau. Many CNN reporters have reported on Iraq with distinction. The U.S. and Britain have either been at outright war or otherwise at odds with Iraq for 13 years. It's only been good journalism to bring Iraq's perspective to CNN's world audience. But Mr. Jordan, the CNN executive who often journeyed to Baghdad to cajole the regime into letting the network maintain a bureau, makes you wonder about the cost in human lives of the effort to keep CNN visible in Baghdad. He says that one woman who spoke with CNN by telephone was later dismembered by Iraqi security police, who delivered her remains in a plastic bag to her family. One of CNN's Iraqi cameramen was tortured by secret police who wanted him to declare that CNN worked for the CIA. At one point, Uday Hussein even confided in Mr. Jordan that he would assassinate Saddam Hussein's two sons-in-law. He apparently did. Now, CNN reported none of these stories to keep their own Iraqi translators, drivers, camera people, and their families alive. Yet they also kept their bureau open. Reporting from tyrannies is necessary and necessarily imperfect. I've reported from Mengistu's brutal state in Ethiopia, the El Salvador run by right-wing generals, and a Cuba in which dissidents are afraid to speak on the telephone. You change names, obscure certain facts, and hope this permits you to report the overall truth. I think CNN was right not to report about their own Iraqi employees who were tortured. It would have endangered those to whom CNN owes thanks and loyalty. But you might wonder if CNN's viewers would have been better informed about what Iraq was really like if they had closed their Baghdad bureau and explained, "The government has tortured and murdered Iraqis who work for us. You should not regard a thing this government says as truth." CNN has defended Dr. Sanjay Gupta, a neurosurgeon who's also one of their science correspondents, from small-minded critics who say he's compromised his objectivity by helping doctors in a U.S. Army medical unit operate on patients in the field, Iraqis included. CNN says the ethics of journalism should not come before human lives. Eason Jordan says he's glad to finally get the stories of Iraqi tortures off of his chest, but are they also on his conscience?